Monday, May 4th, 7 p.m. at home. Brandon called me earlier today with some really great news about Fuzzy Friends. According to the manager, 4 dogs had been picked up for adoption on Friday and 6 on Saturday. So, as of this morning, Fuzzy Friends had 10 openings for new animals. Squee! Which meant that there was finally enough space for Holly and her 7 puppies. But this is the crazy part. All the puppies have already been adopted, and Holly too. The vet said Holly had pretty much weaned her puppies, and they were eating solid puppy food. I felt really happy and sad at the same time. I would have loved to have gotten a dog of my own. But after my mom made such a big fuss about her new furniture and carpet, I didn't even bother to ask. Mrs. Garcia's sister adopted Holly, and 4 puppies were adopted by the girls at the pet care sleepover. Wow! So, thanks to Chloe's Uncle Carlos, 5 dogs found homes. And Marcy got a puppy, and 2 puppies went to people on the Fuzzy Friends waiting list for golden retrievers. I felt a little heartbroken knowing those wonderful dogs had been placed with other families. I guess my family would never, ever get a dog. I couldn't help but blink back tears. I know it's crazy to have grown so attached to them after just a few days. But I feel depressed looking at the outline in the carpet where their cage used to be. My room is so quiet now, I can barely sleep at all. Brianna has been missing the puppies too. Even though I made her swear on her Princess Sugar Plum Pink Baby Unicorn to keep the puppies a big secret. Lately, it's been the only thing she talks about.
You know who'd really love these meatballs? She sighed sadly at the dinner table earlier today. Holly and her 7 little puppies that we hid in Nikki's room. I really miss them. I wish I could share my meatballs with those puppies.
One part of me wanted to reach across the table and slap her. And the other part of me was so freaked out that I choked on a meatball. Well, actually, all of me was choking on that meatball.
Nikki, Mom cried. Are you okay?
I coughed and quickly guzzled my glass of punch to wash the meatball down before my face turned blue.
Sorry about that. These meatballs are so delicious. I'm literally trying to inhale them, I giggled nervously.
Mom and Dad traded glances with each other.
Now, what were you saying about puppies?
Dad asked Brianna curiously.
Hey, Brianna, I interrupted, trying desperately to change the subject. How is Oliver doing? I bet he really likes meatballs, too.
He loves puppies more, she said glumly. He said he wanted to play with the puppies you had in your room.
Dad furrowed his brow.
So are these Princess Sugarplum stuffed puppies?
No, Dad, they're Nikki's puppies, and they are real,
Brianna corrected him.
Actually, Dad, the puppies aren't real, I explained, but Brianna likes to pretend they live in my bedroom.
Nuh-uh, she protested. They're real, and you know it. Remember the torn-up pillows in the family room, and the peanut butter and mud from the paw spa in the upstairs bathroom? And the dog poop in Mommy and Daddy's room, and the...
Ha ha ha! I roared over the sound of her snitching on me.
Dogs pooping in Mom and Dad's room? OMG, you're hilarious, Brianna!
You weren't laughing when you were lying on the middle of the bathroom floor, covered with mud, peanut butter, and toilet water, she yelled and stuck her tongue out at me.
Brianna, Mom scolded her. That's enough. I could not believe that little brat was putting all of my personal business in the streets like that. Thanks a million, Brianna. Just throw me under the bus so Mom and Dad will ground me until my 18th birthday. I don't have the slightest idea why Brianna has suddenly been so obsessed with puppies lately, I shrugged all innocent-like. Maybe it was that pet care sleepover. Mom and Dad exchanged glances again. Actually, I was starting to feel a little uneasy. I couldn't help but notice that my parents were acting kind of weird, too. Did they actually believe Brianna's crazy story? Nikki, after dinner, I'd like you to help me bring in some groceries from the car, okay? Mom said. 20 minutes later, I was carrying in a half dozen bags from Pets and Stuff. These are groceries? I asked skeptically. Mom, I know you've caught Brianna drinking out of the toilet and biting the mailman once or twice, but feeding her doggy diner puppy chow is a bit drastic, don't you think? It's a pet food drive for Brianna's troop, Mom said. Hey, what's this stuff? Brianna asked. Mom, did you buy me some puppy chow cereal? Yum! I couldn't believe Brianna actually said that. I ate lots of bacon doggy snacks when Nikki babysat me and the puppies, she bragged. Then Dad came downstairs carrying a big white box with a huge red bow on it. Wow, I gasped. Was it a new laptop computer to replace the one Brianna had put in the dishwasher? Girls, we have a big surprise for you. We opened the box and peeked inside. A new puppy? The wiggly little puppy jumped into our arms and licked our faces. It was Holly's smallest pup, the one that Brianna and I had fallen in love with. Squee! We both squealed. Yip, 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 the puppy barked. We were so happy, we both started to cry. I've been begging your mom for a dog for a long time now, and she finally gave in, Dad boasted. You girls can thank me later. Well, both of you have been talking about dogs nonstop all week. It made me seriously consider getting one. And when I picked up Brianna from her sleepover and saw this little puppy, I couldn't help but fall in love with her. I called Fuzzy Friends right away and arranged to adopt her. Can we call her Daisy? Brianna asked excitedly. She's the littlest, cutest, most sweetest dog in the entire world. I totally agreed. We were so happy and excited that we did a group hug with Daisy. Something told me she was the right dog, Mom said, winking at Dad. A wave of paranoia swept over me. Now, what did that little comment mean? I thought I had just gotten away with the biggest doggy smuggling operation in Maxwell family history. But now I was starting to wonder if it was Mom and Dad who'd pulled a fast one on Brianna and me. Anyway, Holly and her pups had new homes. We had an adorable new puppy named Daisy, and my next week at school was going to be drama-free for the first time all year. My life was perfect. Until I got a copy of a parent email from Principal Winston. 2. Mr. and Mrs. Maxwell. From Principal Winston. Ray, 8th grade student exchange week. Dear parents, each year, all 8th grade students at WCD Middle School participate in a student exchange week with local schools. We feel this helps to foster community and good citizenship with both students and faculty at the host schools. Your child, Nikki Maxwell, will be attending North Hampton Hills International Academy, along with several other WCD students. Everyone is expected to be on their best behavior, to follow the student handbook of the host school, and to make WCD proud. More information about this very important event will be sent home with students next week. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, Principal Winston. At first, I thought the letter was some kind of prank. But when I checked the WCD calendar on our school website, sure enough, the Student Exchange Week was listed as an official event. Just great! So now I'm going to be attending school with Mackenzie Hollister? Just when I thought that drama queen was out of my life forever, she shows up again, like a recurring nightmare. Although, from what I've heard, I think she could probably use my help. Hey, it's really tough when other kids make you feel like an outsider. But you just have to believe in yourself. How do I know this? Probably because I'm such a dork.